We are on Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah. Hey, we learn Lilinifnas, David ben Menachem Munish. There's a last Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Chayav Adam Levarech Ala Ra Kishim Shemavahu Mevarech Ala Tova. Mishnah will have many different halachos here. Number one, a person is obligated to bless Hashem for bad, and not only good, for even for bad. Shereemar, V'ahav To'es Hashem Elokecho B'chol Levavecho V'chol Nafshecho V'chol Me'odecho. We're going to focus on the word of V'chol Me'odecho in a moment, but first we'll interpret all of them. B'chol Levavecho B'shnei Yitzarecho. You're supposed to love Hashem with both of your inclinations. B'yitzar Tov V'yitzar Ra. The Gemara assumes based on the fact who said b'chol libcha, the two vases of livavcha, two vases together are there. There's a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. I'm supposed to love Hashem. How do I love Hashem with my yetzer ra? If I have the yetzer hara, it's telling me to do something. That's an avera. If I'm able to distance myself from that, that's loving Hashem with my yetzer hara. Uvachol nafshecho. What does it mean to love Hashem with all of your soul? Afil hu no tell us nafshecho. We know the famous story of the Rabbi Akiva. You waited his whole life to see if he could ever fulfill this mitzvah. Even Hashem takes your life, you love him anyway. Uvachol meodecho. What does it mean? B'chol mamoncha, says the Mishnah. You're supposed to love Hashem with all of your money. It means I have to be willing to give up all of my money, every penny that I have, in order not to violate a lotaseh. I don't have to spend more than a fifth of my earnings on a mitzvah saseh, on a positive commandment. But every dime I have to spend in order not to violate a lotaseh. Davar acher, and this davar acher is exactly what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. This is the proof text for the halacha we said. B'chol ma'odecha, b'chol mida umida shu mode l'cha, heve mode lo b'mon ma'od. Whatever mida, whatever measure Hashem gives you, we're supposed to thank him ma'od very much. So that's what the Mishnah meant at the beginning. Person is chayv to bless Hashem al hara'a, the same way he's mevarach ala tova, because of v'chol ma'odecha, v'chol mida umida, whatever measure comes to us, we're supposed to bless Hashem. Obviously, the blessing can be different. We discussed this before. Blessing for good is hatova ameitiv. Blessing for bad is baruch dayanamis. But nonetheless, we say a baruch. Mishnah now speaks about what we call Mora Mikdash. It says, U'mikdashi tiro. There's a positive commandment that we're supposed to have a reverence, an awe of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah here says, Lo yokel adam es rosho keneged char hamizrach. A person should not act in a lightheaded manner when he's facing the eastern gate. According to some, it's the eastern gate of the Arabais. According to the Rambam, the eastern gate of the Azara itself, what we call Shar Nicanor. Why not? Why can't a person act with in a frivolous manner there? Shehu mechuvan keneged beis kodesh hakodeshim. Mishnah says because it's straight aligned towards the opening to the kodesh hakodeshim. Right, it goes straight there. That shara mizrach. If you go all the way straight towards the west, you'd be entering the kodesh hakodeshim. So to be opposite the kodesh hakodeshim would be inappropriate for a person to act in a frivolous way. Lo yikanes. The Mishnah continues. Lo yikanes laharabayis b'maklo. A whole list of things. We shouldn't enter the Harabais with several things. It's a practical halacha. Soldiers who have to protect that area, so have to be made careful to wear different sneakers, not to wear leather shoes. A person shouldn't enter Harabais bimaklo with his staff, uve minolo with regular shoes, uve fundaso with his money belt, uve avakshar a glove, and not with dust dirt on his feet. V'lo yasenu kapandari, you can't turn it into a shortcut, which, by the way, is a halacha as well that applies to a shul. Urikika mikal vachomer, and certainly you should not be spitting. It goes without saying you shouldn't be spitting in that area. Now, once we speak about the mikdash, we're going to speak about how they would conclude the brachos in the Beis HaMikdash when Shmona Esrei was recited. So it says, Kol chos be bracha shayu b'mikdash, anytime they would conclude a bracha, hayu omim min ha'olam. What does it mean? So let's say the person is the chazin, or a person is davening Shmona Esrei, and he wants to recite the brachos of Tachonein, etc., or Magen Avraham. So actually, the way they would recite the bracha, they would conclude, the nusach would be, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam, Magen Avraham. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam, chonen hadas. And the Beis HaMikdash, by the way, they would not answer Amen, right? Well, they would answer, as we know from Yom Kippur, they would answer Baruch Shem Kivah Machusom Lamed in place of Amen. But what happened? Misha kilkulu haminim, when the heretics began to deny or corrupt the faith of Judaism, and they would claim there was no tchias hamesim, there was no resurrection of the dead, there was no next world. So we had to emphasize the fact that there is a next world. So what did that happen? Hiskinu, they instituted shehu omrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. So the brachos would conclude like this now. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, me ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. We'd speak about this world and the next world. We need to accent that in order to emphasize the fact that there's a world beyond this world. The Mishnah continues. V'hiskinu another takana that they made. Sheyehe adam shoel l'shlom chaver b'shem, that a person is able to greet his friend, you actually using shem Hashem. How so? Right now, we would expect it to use Shem Hashem, really say Hashem's name. Isn't that not a zilzul of kvod shamayim? It seems to be a disgrace to the honor of Hashem. But the answer is, for kavod abrios, we're allowed to mention Shem Hashem, and it's not considered a Shem Hashem levatola. Shnei Amar, where do we see a source for this? Vinei Boaz in Rus, the second parak. Vinei Boaz ba mi beis lechem vayoma lakotrim. He said to the people who were harvesting in the field, Hashem imachem, and he said Shem Hashem, not just Hashem. Vayomru lo, and they responded Yivarechecha Hashem. So you see from there that Shem Hashem was used just in a greeting, a regular greeting to a person. And the Mishnah continues to say, well, and if you think that was just Boaz, but that wasn't proper practice, Vaomer, I'll show you that it is, because the pasuk says in Shoftim Perek Vav, Hashem Imecha Gibor Hechayel, when Gideon was about to fight Midian, so the Malach came to him and it says, Hashem is with you, the soldier of strength. And he said, Hashem Hashem. So if the Malach greeted Gideon by using Shem Hashem, it must be that Hashem would sanction that. The Omer, and the Mishnah continues by quoting a pasuk from Mishlei Perichov Gimel, Al Tavuz Kizakna Imecha, a reference to Boaz, or the Chachamim in general, who are Zakna Imecha, they are your mother, so to speak, they're your authority, and even though they're elderly, don't disgrace them, they know what they're doing, and if they made a takana, you can say Shem Hashem, you can do so. The Omer, and another pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, and Rabbi Nassan Omer, the way Rashi understands is Rabbi Nassan is explaining this pasuk, in fact, there are times where the Chachamim are going to literally deny or nullify the Torah, tell you to do something that seems to be wrong, but if it's Eis Lasos Hashem, if it's a time to do for Hashem's name, we're allowed to do so. And the same thing was true when it came to greeting people with Shem Hashem. That was important. Because people were nullifying the Torah completely, and the Chachamim could make certain takanos. We know Eliyahu Navi was brought karbanos outside on a bama outside the Beis HaMikdash, but at Har HaKarmel. But that was another example of such a phenomenon. We have concluded Maseches Brachos. Mazel Tov, we begin Maseches Peah. Maseches Peah is about the mitzvah. The Torah says in a couple of places, it speaks about, it says, Lo sechale pa'as sadecha b'kutzrecha. There is the mitzvah of leaving Peah, which is literally means the corner of a field. Person who has a field, a farmer, supposed to leave the edge of his field. Now, it doesn't have to be the edge. We'll learn later in the Mishnayos that any part of the field he can leave for the poor. And the Mishnah is going to teach us that there are several things where there is actually no minimum and even no upper limit on certain mitzvos that we have. Mida Oraisa. The Rabbanan actually made, when it comes to Peah, we'll learn in the next Mishnah, that we're supposed to leave 1/60th of the field for Peah. But on a Deoraisa level, any little bit of Peah, even one stalk of your wheat field, would be considered Peah. And the Mishnah is going to list several other things that also don't have a shear, a minimum shear, where anything below that, where we say anything below that would be nothing. No, even a very, very little minimum is fine. And also no maximum shear. So elu dvarim she'en lahem shiur. This should be familiar from davening. Ha-peah. So peah is one of those things. Ha-bikurim. Bikurim, we bring bikurim. Starting Shavuos from the Shiva Saminim. Shavuos is the first Bikurim, which is the Shtei Halechem, which is from the wheat grain. But throughout the seasons, all the way till even Hanukkah time, we're bringing Bikurim from the Shiva Saminim. So how much Bikurim do I have to bring? The first fruits. So you could give a very, very little. Or you can bring as much Bikurim as you like. V'harayayon. Reayon is interpreted one of two ways. Both are a reference to being ola regal on shalosh regalim. The question is, what does this refer to? So some say it's merely reayon, it's appearing in the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, Yera'e kol zuchurcha. There's a mitzvah for the males to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash by Hashem, to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. So you could come for one day, come in there for a couple of minutes, or you can come every day of the Chag. So there's no lower limit, and there's no upper limit. Some say, no, it's a reference to the Karbanos you bring on the Shalosh Regalim. You brought what we call an Olas Re'iyah. It was a Karban Ola. And there is a minimum amount of money we're supposed to spend on that Ola. Or maybe Shalmei Chagiga, a special Shlomim that was brought, that had to be brought on Shalosh Regalim. So it also had a minimum amount we're supposed to spend that the Rabbanan instituted. But nonetheless, on a Doraisa level, there's no minimum or maximum. I can spend as much money as I like, or as little money, and bring that animal. Ugemilos chasadim, acts of loving kindness. Also, there's no minimum, there's no maximum. There is a discussion whether or not this is talking about stuck as well. Because when it comes to stuck, actually, there is a maximum limit, we're not supposed to spend more than a fifth of our money. For tzedakah, because eventually it says efes lo yebucha evyon, and passing passages where, hey, I'm not supposed to make myself poor, so we shouldn't be spending all of our money giving away to tzedakah, and therefore maybe gemilas chasadim here means gemilas chasadim beguf, right? Bikur cholim and nichum avelim. So there's no maximum shear, no minimum shear, and no maximum shear. Maybe tzedakah has a maximum shear. V'talmud Torah, and the study of Torah, of course, minimally, the Gemara says, even if you, you think about Torah in the morning a little, and at night, the Gemara says that maybe just reciting the Kriya Shema in the morning and at night is sufficient. That's the minimum shear. So any little bit is fine. And of course, there's no maximum shear. As much Torah as you'd like to study, you never finish the mitzvah, so to speak. And the Mishnah continues, Eilu devarim sha'adam ochel peroseim abalam azeh. Person eats the fruits of, gets the reward in this world, some of the fruit, but the principal, the primary reward is kayemes lo olam haba, will be in olam haba. For what mitzvahs do we assume that you get a little bit of the taste of it in this world, a little bit of a reward, but the principles for the next world, kibud avim, honoring one's parents, ugemilas chasadim, also on that list, vahavas shalom ben adam lachaveiro, and trying to keep peace between a person and his friend. V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Now, why is Talmud Torah equal to all of these? They're on a scale, Talmud Torah, because the answer is, Talmud Torah, if I study Torah, I know how to perform the mitzvahs properly. Person may not know how to honor one's parents if he doesn't study Torah and understand what the halachos are about. Same thing with Gemilas Chesed. So therefore, that equals all of them. We know there's a Braisa. We say it every morning. The Braisa has several other things that happen to be on that list. Not only there are, as the ones that are here, but there are several more that are added to this list as well.